No matter how hard some may try, money is inescapable. We use it to buy stuff, and most often we pay taxes with it. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at news stories from this week related to cities' tax revenue.
Of course, cities use tax money for operations, infrastructure, or a number of other things. At its meeting last Tuesday night, the Rogers City Council approved a purchase of 4 parcels of land for the city's Parks Department, a purchase totaling more than $400,000. City Parks and Recreation Director Barney Hayes says that the land buy next to Veterans Park in East Rogers will expand the park's sports offerings.
The acquisition of this property will add 4 additional small tracts of land there to give us the opportunity to add 3 additional fields, which that coupled with the 2 existing fields would give us a 5-field complex and make it a very nice facility. We would hope to develop that later in 2013 and turn it into a very nice soccer complex that we could be able to host regional tournaments. The fields would be irrigated and lighted.
Hayes says that the city was running out of space to accommodate all of the youth and adult soccer programs in the city.
We have one of the larger adult and also youth soccer programs in the entire state of Arkansas, and we're basically short right now on facilities. And during our 2011 bond issue, we had promised the voters that we would add some additional soccer playing area, and so this would fulfill our commitment.
The original plans for the sports park, which is nearing completion, included construction of soccer fields, but when construction estimates came in over budget, the fields were scrapped. Although the soccer fields aren't a part of the new sports complex on Dixieland Road, Hayes says that the park is almost ready for opening day.
Our first tournament there will be the end of January, our Snowball Classic. So far this year, we've gotten 17 tournaments booked on that site, and that's going to really dovetail into hospitality dollars for our hotel motel people. Those folks that come to these tournaments are going to buy hamburgers and pizza. And hopefully mom's going to want to buy some merchandise from our local merchants. So that should really dovetail into dollars for the city of Rogers through our sales tax.
And speaking of tax revenue, the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission doled out its annual fall round of event funding, provided by Fayetteville's 2% lodging and prepared food tax. But not everybody seeking funds from the commission walked away from the meeting with money to support their projects. Commissioners tabled a $1 million request by the University of Arkansas. The university asked the commission for money to help convert the old field house into a 650-seat performing arts venue. Marilyn Hefner is the president of the Fayetteville A&P Commission.
You know, we've been looking at that request since May, and I think that we were waiting originally on the Attorney General's opinion. That did come back, and it appears to be feasible for us to allocate money to the University for Fine Arts Center, not only because it supports the arts, but also because it's a public recreation facility. And I think that Commissioner Tennant asked that it go before the new City Town and Gown Committee. And the university said there was no rush in construction starting tomorrow. So we felt like, you know, we want to do our due diligence and make sure that we have all the questions answered that the commissioners need before they make that decision.
Hefner says that the U of A is the number one tax collector in the city.
In 2011, total just from the football games was around an economic impact of around $49.5 million. And they are our largest tax collector with Chartwells. They contribute about $47,000 in hotel, motel, restaurant tax in 2011. And then Sodexo collected about $18,000 as well.
In other A&P news, Bentonville has seen a surge in its own hamburger tax collections. According to Bentonville A&P Commission documents, the first 9 months of 2012 saw a roughly 14% increase in revenues from the city's 1% prepared food tax and the 2% hotel and lodging tax. A&P Commission President Kayleen Griffith says that much of the increase in revenue can be traced directly or indirectly to Crystal Bridges.
Yeah, I think the opening has spawned development within our city, even not just our downtown, even our north entrance with the opening of Harps. I think we're seeing additional businesses kind of wanting to reap the benefits of having the number of visitors visiting Crystal Bridges.
In addition to the opening of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, Griffith says that 27 restaurants have opened in Bentonville in the past last year, a growth sector arguably sparked by the increase of tourism traffic in the city. But while Griffith predicts at least 1 to 2 years of continued growth in revenue, she says that continual development will be necessary to avoid a plateau in the growth of revenue.
I'd love to say that we're going to continue to see increase, but I'd like to have a realistic vision of it, that we'll probably at some point flatten out, and we'll, you know, hopefully have a different type of marketing and enhance our marketing in some way. I do think that we're going to have a benefit with Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and their traveling exhibits. With those changes, people are going to want to come back to our area to see those new exhibits, and it will continue to draw people to our community.
As far as economic impact goes, Griffith says that we are fortunate to have Crystal Bridges in Northwest Arkansas.
It has a huge impact on Bentonville, but I also think it has an impact on the state and the region with what's going on in each of the cities around us. You know, I've visited with other cities, and they've showcased that their numbers are up, and they think because of people coming to Crystal Bridges, and they're going to their cities also. So I do think that the numbers of people coming have influenced all of our areas and, you know, impacted all of our cities.
Griffith says that in recent years, the only year that revenue actually decreased was 2009. Aside from that, she says that revenue has grown at an average rate of 3 to 5% year over year. But hotel and restaurant taxes are only one form of revenue. As the city of Fort Smith deliberates on its 2013 budget, city administrators are looking to new revenue from the newly approved half-cent state highway tax to build and repair sidewalks within the city. Fort Smith Communications Director Tracy Winchell says that with turnback money coming to the city from the highway tax, the city is looking at improving other modes of surface transportation besides just highways, adding that several residents have requested sidewalk improvements.
In some neighborhoods, we need new sidewalks everywhere. It hasn't been something until recently that we've asked builders to participate in when they build residential or commercial areas. We add sidewalks as we make street and drainage improvements and do overlays a lot of times. But this summer, we've had a crew working downtown to repair some just really messed up sidewalks. And of course, downtown is a pedestrian area, but next, I think what we'll probably wind up concentrating on are neighborhood schools and things like that.
Winchell says that considering the city's annual budget for sidewalks has been around $200,000 for at least a decade, any additional revenue for sidewalks is more than the city currently has for the project. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.